I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What does life look like for gospel workers in Ukraine? We'll hear stories from the field. And many First Nation teens will gather next week in Illinois. Find out what brings them all together in a story at the end of the broadcast. We'll begin today in Europe, where leaders of France, Germany, and Italy visited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday. Now, the show of support comes as combat in Ukraine's east has ground to a standstill. Ukraine continues to ask Western powers for long-range weapons to turn back the Russian invasion. Despite the war, Transworld Radio staff continue to produce gospel programming from their Kyiv office. Frank Stevenson tells us,
I'm sure there's still tons of military checks, and it just takes time, a lot of time to travel even within Kyiv. So, however, they still do the work. I know that our ministry director for the region, she was really thankful and impressed by the production capacity that they've had, that they've sent all sorts of programs in advance. For instance, in May, they did a lot more than we would think they would be able to do.
One TWR team member, Natalia, continues producing despite moving around the country to avoid the fighting. First, she and her family moved south.
And then when things got really heated and dangerous in the south, near Odessa, then they fled further, and now they're in the region of Kyiv. So, I mean, and who knows how long they'll stay there, you know, it's a question, but so that's really tough.
Praise God for the faithfulness of TWR producers in Ukraine and pray for an end to the Russian invasion. Next, gang wars in Haiti killed 200 and displaced 16,000 in the month of May alone. Heavily armed gangs continue battling across the capital city, Port-au-Prince. Haiti lost its president in an assassination last year, creating a power vacuum. Rosalinda Harda for Haiti with Love says,
the gang violence is causing everybody to disperse. I mean, people are leaving the south to come up to the north. Cap Haitien is filling up with people. There were rumors of the gangs coming up to Cap Haitien, but the police went in and cleaned them out.
Despite the lack of gang violence in the north, Rosalind says many people in Cap Haitien are desperately hungry.
The harder it gets in America, it's even harder in Haiti because nobody is going down, nobody's sending anything. Donations are down, so it gets harder for the people. Food is getting very expensive. A lot of people are going hungry, so we, for Haiti with Love, have the food packets that we distribute, but we can't help everybody.
Plus, Cap Haitien has a fuel shortage. People tend to stock up in their homes whenever they get a chance to purchase it, and sometimes that causes fires, which lead to more people visiting the For Haiti with Love Burn Clinic. Pray that many Haitians would see Jesus through this ministry. And if you've ever been involved in youth ministry, you know how powerfully God can move through an event like summer camp. And that's the idea behind Warrior Leadership Summit.
It's a chance for Native young people to come together, find hope, find healing, and a lot of them even choose Jesus for the first time that week.
Brad Hutchcraft oversees On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. On Eagle's Wings hosts the annual summer conference for Native young people from 15 to 30 years old. It's a week of games, awesome music, and so much more.
We work with Native ministry leaders from across the country, and we get to have some deep teaching from the Word of God. We get to see a lot of Native teachers pour into the next generation. The comment we hear more than anything is that when I came to Warrior Leadership Summit, I realized I'm not alone. That's the main point. We want them to see that they're not alone in trying to stand for the right things and trying to stand for Jesus.
Next week, Native American and First Nations youth will come to Illinois from across the U.S. and Canada. The experience is worth the effort. Visit us online to help a young person attend Warrior Leadership Summit.
Donate to On Eagle's Wings any gift amount. We will send you a free copy of the audio CD Stronger, which is by Warrior Worship. And it features some Native voices. Some Native people have been involved in writing the songs.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.